The Burt Show.
Q100 and The Burt Show. We are live in LA for the American Idol finale. And frankly, disappointed.
Well, not everybody.
Wendy got it right, though.
Wendy's not disappointed.
Yeah, I'm two for two.
Yeah, I mean,
that's true.
The show itself, I thought was, and we got a lot of ground to cover here. Mm-hmm. It started off slow. I thought this was going to be a long night.
What are you talking about, man? Hall & Oates. Michael McDonald.
I know.
Yeah. Chicago.
I thought the show was great. I still am completely shocked that Crystal Bowersox did not win the whole thing. She's clearly the better singer. Clearly.
Well, I'm going to start calling it the Chris Allen effect, because this is the second year in a row that I think the lesser talented performer won. But I think it's because America wants clean cut and they don't want unique. And it's kind of scary to me.
I think when you're when we try to predict from now on, you really have to think. And this is not difficult for me, like a 15-year-old girl.
You really do.
That's really, I mean, who's winning? Chris Allen last year, dude this year.
Yeah. Well, and all the signs in the audience were all for Lee DeWise. I mean, it was tough to find a Crystal Bowersox poster or T-shirt on anybody. But I still think,
I think
what America wanted, just because Crystal, I think, is too confident.
Have you talked to Millie Pete?
I think she knows
since?
She's good.
Have you talked to Millie Pete since last night to find out if, despite his low crotch?
She picked Lee, though. She picked him. Yeah. She was right.
Right.
But poofy despite, hair in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, the poofy hair and the low crotch.
Can he be successful with a low crotch, according to an 81-year-old Nashville woman?
You know what? My 81-year-old Nashville woman kicked our ass
she
at our prediction.
She
and she knew that the gappy teeth dreadlock girl wasn't going to be able to. They can't walk in heels.
America at large does not like that.
Exactly. Right. She was right.
This is all based on an email that Melissa's mom sent Melissa a couple of days ago that said Lee would win, but was very critical of his, his low crotch pants.
She was like critical of both. She said, wait a second, she's got the dreadlocks and the gappy teeth and she can't walk in heels, but he has the poofy hair in the back and the low crotch, meaning his pants were hung down too low. So she was trying to figure out America at large, and that was her quote on what they would like, and she thought they would like Lee better, and she was right.
I thought Lee was, I mean, he was genuinely, I think, shocked that he won
based on last night. Just like Chris Allen was last year.
They were really shocked.
That he actually won it. And I think we have to talk about what Wendy said, that Crystal was too confident for America.
Well, obviously.
What do you mean?
I think she's obviously talented, but she knows she's a good singer. She's been doing this since she was a tiny tot. And I think when the judges go to give compliments, like, you know, when you take in a compliment, you say, thank you, oh my gosh, thank you, oh my goodness, which is what Lee did the entire show. He was genuinely taking in a compliment, where I think Crystal was like, yeah, I know I did great, which it should be the normal thing for people to do. Said, yeah, I know I did great. And
but you think she should have been like more humble
and genuine about taking it in. And
I don't think that's it. I think it's all marketing. I think that Lee is a good looking guy and he markets to young girls.
I just think it's going to be hard singing a famous U2 song.
I don't know how he's going to do that.
I don't know.
So how can that be his singing? How can you do that better than U2?
In his defense, he belted that song out so much better last night than he did the night before.
Like in
the
he wasn't nervous anymore.
In the performance show, he did awful. And last night in the finale after he won, he
much better
owned it.
Yeah. I just
much
hope
better, but still, I don't know. How do you own a U2 song?
And it wasn't even that. It wasn't that long ago that it was a hit.
Right.
Exactly.
And I think though that it would be a shame if Crystal's performance the other night that brought chills and tears to most of us, if that wasn't released as a single too. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they should release both of them. You know,
I think
his first, but her. You know, I do think that single, because I think she will be fine. Everybody thinks she's going to be fine, but that single, I mean, the way she did it. It would be a shame if it was lost.
It was beautiful. Now, the show itself, I mean, Bret Michaels coming out on stage.
Oh, my
gosh. Melissa Carter props.
I called that one. At least I got something right. But
that was amazing.
That was incredible.
That guy just blows me away.
Yeah.
He is not letting anything hold him back. Yeah. And I can't believe he did it.
And he looked great.
Awesome.
He looked great.
He looked great.
That was the highlight, I think, of the night for most. Mm-hmm.
I think highlight for me was Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, that was
my time. Oh, fantastic.
And how much fun Crystal Bowersox was having on stage with Alanis Morissette. Like, she was laughing and rocking it out.
Yeah.
And obviously, none of us have been able to watch the show back on a DVR or anything, but what I saw, because I was watching the stage performance, so I don't know what camera angles they used.
On
but
TV.
Like, Crystal was air guitaring and air drumming and laughing and like pumping her fists when Alanis was singing her parts.
Yeah.
And just thrilled to be there. And that hug at the end of their performance, I don't know how much of that made it on TV, but that was a genuine, this is the coolest night of my life.
You know, Jen said, when we were talking in the theater, Jen said that, you know, Crystal has this attitude of like, she's just ready for anything.
Yeah.
And she's living moment to moment, and you could really see it in that performance.
Totally. Yeah. Night before last, she said something into the mic at the end of the night, like, I'm just ready for anything. And just was like so present and open and just like living in the moment. I thought, what a great attitude. Like, what a great way to live your life. I'm just ready for anything. Like, I just loved that. And, and you're right. That Alanis Morissette thing, she was just ready for anything. Yeah. And she rocked it with her, first of all. The both of them singing that song together was incredible. And it's like a girl anthem. And like, I don't know. It was just killer to see those two together.
I know who wasn't ready for what they got was Big Mike and the Doobie Brothers.
I thought he did
a good job.
I think he did too, but I think if I'm Big Mike, I feel a little bit ripped off.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why couldn't I have sung a little bit before Janet Jackson came out on stage?
Yeah.
That's a little more soulful that came out on stage. Yes. But
I thought Big Mike really hung in there with him at the end.
I think he did a good job, but I think probably when they broke it to him and they said, look, we're going to pair you up with Mike McDonald or Michael McDonald.
He probably went, who?
Right.
Yeah.
He's like,
and then he did kill it.
And then from the Doobie Brothers, he's like, oh, that's great. Blues Brothers? No. Doobie Brothers.
But it seemed like he already knew that song.
Well, like, how do you know that? I mean, he could have learned it last week.
He seemed so comfortable and confident with it, though.
He just owns it on stage. And they were doing cheesy dance and stuff.
Yeah,
they
were doing
like
that.
He was just like, he was bouncing his shoulders. And he's like, look, I got to be out here. And there's 25 million people watching. And I don't care. I'm going to goof around.
But the Simon Cowell tribute, I thought was neat.
It was fantastic. When everybody came out on stage like that.
Everybody came out on stage. Yeah.
That was so cool. Neat. And we have to, Melissa and I actually were just in the elevator with Taylor Hicks last night, just following the show. We were in there and I asked him, because I talked to him on the red carpet as well, but I asked him in the elevator, I said, what happened to David Cook? Because David Cook was the Broadway winner who wasn't there on stage. I mean, everybody else who had won the show was there. And he said that he was locked into a gig that he couldn't get out of.
Really?
Oh, what a bummer.
He was playing some show that he couldn't get out of. And he was like, man, I know how that goes. You know, when you're locked into a contract, they can sue you and this and that and the other thing. So I think he was on the road gigging and couldn't be here.
He missed out big time on that.
Yeah, for him.
Here, Bird Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
This is The Bird Show.
Q100, The Bird Show. We're at the Nokia Theater, the scene of the finale of American Idol. And we've been hanging out here for a couple of days now, and we've been having some great conversations with some current American Idol finalists and also ones from old school, way back, like Kimberly Caldwell, who has had a this kind of relationship, non-relationship, flirty thing going on with Melissa Carter for years.
Well, I had a crush on Kimberly Caldwell from the first promo for the show that she was on, and I went to see that American Idol's tour, and I just think she's so hot. So last year when we were here, I guess I made a big deal about it. I think I'm cooler than that. No, I'm just kidding. And so anyway, she remembered me when she walked up. So as she shook my hand, she gave me a hug, and she said, wait a second,
there,
I know you.
There was like, chemistry.
There was. Thank you
very
much.
But there definitely was. She was turning it up for Melissa.
Caldwell's got this attitude. She's got a rock star's attitude already.
She kind of does, and she kind of looks like a rock star already. Uh-huh. She's got like tattoos and stuff, and she's got that like gorgeous makeup and sort of severe haircut kind of thing. And
I think you could do it. I mean, I think if you,
you
were not
that.
You Katie, turn basically off the married, I mean, you're basically married, and we love Katie Jo, and I want you to be faithful. But I'm just saying, if there were no Katie Jo, I think you could take her home.
Yeah.
All right.
Kimberly Caldwell would totally have your frozen babies. Totally,
no,
I could tell.
I don't think you want to have babies. I think you want to have one night.
A one-nighter.
A big party.
Here's Kimberly Caldwell hanging out with the Burt Show Q100. Kimberly, I want, for those that can't see us now, for you to describe the photo, the poster that you passed out.
Why don't you describe the photo?
No, why doesn't Melissa describe it?
Yeah, Melissa, no, you describe it. No, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble if Melissa describes it.
Go for it.
It was at Union Station. It's my album cover. It's called Without Regret. And I love the chairs so much. Mm-hmm. I thought they were gorgeous.
Oh,
and
there's chairs in that picture. Check it out.
It's a beautiful picture.
Thank you very much. I wanted it to
great.
Be fierce
mm-hmm.
because the album is very much so about empowerment. And it's just, I really just want like a ripped up tutu with some a black leather vest. And the stylist hooked it up and we did lots of cool jewelry and makeup and stuff like that. So
it's
it was a really cool shoot. And
gorgeous.
And the label, you know, since I saw you guys, I got signed to Vanguard and Capitol Records.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And so the album Without Regret is going to be out this year, finally.
Great.
And so I haven't even been covering Idol at all this year. I've just been just working on the album, doing the radio tour.
Awesome.
And all that fun
stuff. Because you were in television for, since you've been on Idol,
yeah,
right?
7 years.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So I literally just put everything on the back burner for this because, I've been doing music since I was 5, you know, mm-hmm. so I've been wanting to do this album for over 20 years, and the fact that I'm finally doing it now, it feels really good, and it feels right, you know?
At one point when you were reporting for American Idol all those years, were you feeling like, okay, I am ready to go do my own thing?
Yeah, I mean, I was really lucky because the day after Idol, I got a job as a correspondent, as a host for Fox Sports. And so at first I was kind of like, what are they talking about? I just like, you know, I'm a singer. But they were like, we'll pay you to talk. And I'm really good at that.
Yeah, we know that feeling.
All right.
I can talk for you all day long. So it was, you know, it was my in to stay in Los Angeles and still be able to like, you know, pay my bills. And instead of like waiting tables while trying to do this album. But then I became so involved with it and I loved it so much that it was, you know, it became 24 hours a day.
Right.
And I was acting on top of that and doing the modeling for Why My Jeans. And so I was doing all this other stuff but music. Mm-hmm. And so I literally had to quit my job.
Yeah.
And
that's kind of scary right?
I bought a house like a couple years ago. I have one of my little sisters out of 5 lives with me. Our best friend from Texas. My sister is a vet tech. So we have, you know, 5 animals in the house. And, you know, I have a lot of responsibilities, but I knew that if I, you know, I woke up one day years from now and hadn't have made that decision that I would have always had regret. And that's why we named the album Without Regret.
Good for you, man. Yeah.
So
I got to write a really big portion of the album as well. Carity Guardi, Chad Kruger from Nickelback, Diane Warren are all writers on the album too. Yeah, so it was completely stoked about it.
Invigorated again.
The day that you quit your job, was that like a wake up in the morning, walk in the office and do it, or was that a long time coming, that decision?
No, I mean, of course it was TV Guide, so it was my family. So it wasn't something that I was like, yo, by the way, I'm out, you know. I like sat down with him and said, hey, I really have to like do this for myself. I hope you guys understand. You've allowed me to grow so much as a person and in the industry by allowing me to just kind of be myself. And thank you. And now please wish me well on my next journey. Mm-hmm. And I may be back.
Right.
If this sucks. I'd go back with my head held high because, you know, I did. I'm out here and I'm doing the best that I can. And I'm having a blast while doing so. And I'm just loving doing live shows. And I'm loving just, you know, trying to finish up this album and put it out.
Right on. Good for you.
Yeah.
Is there a common thing, getting back to American Idol for a second, is there a common theme that you've seen with, like, in interviewing the finalists over the years that they all have one thing in common?
Oh, gosh.
I
guess I would say, like, drive and determination.
Yeah.
You know?
You really believe that?
Yeah. Well, it's like those are the people that have made it to one. Like, when I was on the show, I didn't deserve to be top 2. I wasn't near as focused as I should have been. You know, I was 20 years old, and I just, my head wasn't really in the game, you know? And, like I said, I've been singing since I was 5. I did 2 shows a day from the time I was, like, 11 to 16, and Branson, Missouri. I was homeschooled. I mean, I made a lot of sacrifices for music, but then I had taken a couple years off to like do normal school and not homeschooling and go to public school. And so my foot back in the door in the music industry was idle. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of like wasn't 100% focused at the time. And so I think the people like Lee and Crystal, who are standing there today, the reason that they're there is because they're focused,
right.
You know, and you really have to be in it because it's a whirlwind, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and I'd been on a stage my whole life and it was still shocking.
Right.
Does it really just come down to the one final performance for the both of them?
I don't think so. No. Yeah, I think, well, no, I mean, I think that it matters, but I think it's kind of like a, it's just like the icing on the cake. I think mm-hmm. they create who they are as an artist. And with Crystal, like she came in and like from day one, she was just mm-hmm. as good as she is, you know, today. Mm-hmm. And with Lee, he was good, but he didn't have that confidence. You know, he had the vocals, but he didn't have the confidence. So now he's grown into his own kind of artist. So
right.
you know who he's going to be when he puts that album out, you know, and Crystal, you know what she's going to sing, you know, and, right. and that it's going to be brilliant. So it's kind of like in this situation, do you go with consistency or do you go with growth?
So yeah. you said your album comes out this summer?
Yeah, well, it's going to come out this year.
At some point this year.
I don't want to even say a date anymore because mm-hmm. every time I do that, we find something new to add to it to make it better. And I'm so proud of it already. And so now we're just kind of putting the final touches on it. But, I'm just ready for it to come out. It looks so friggin' bad. Let's do this.
And then once it does, we go out on tour. What are the plans there?
Yes, okay. For sure. I mean, that's like my biggest goal. You know, like I was like, no matter what, I have to put an album out. Secondly, I have to go on tour.
Yeah. Will you do us a favor then? When you go on tour and stuff and you're through Atlanta, will you just come join us for a whole show? Like just
yes.
co-host the show. The
oh my God, I would freaking love to do
that'd
that.
Be awesome.
Can I say friggin'?
Yeah,
you're fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh my
That's
God.
A good word.
I think I've already been beeped on a couple of these stations.
That's all right.
That's awesome. That's
I right. didn't mean it.
Yeah, before you get out of here, just make sure Melissa has your information. You have Melissa's and
please, we already
Hello.
Do dirty talk over the phone.
That's oh, cool.
Right.
Nice.
That's right.
Oh, there you go. Well, you just made a promo.
Thanks for hanging out.
Kim and
you.
Melissa's dirty talk time.
Woo!
What do you think, sister?
I think it's definitely got some legs on
I
the
like
satellite.
It.
Yeah, for sure.
Some legs.
Some legs.
Yeah, that's
on the first
right.
subscriber.
Some legs in the air.
This is funny. This is actually, remember when Melissa took this as a promo shot?
No.
You guys have to do
that's
one of
awesome.
These. Like, I made all my fans on Twitter are so awesome and they're so cool. And I was so freaking tired of looking at that picture. You know, I've seen it for like a year now. So I was so tired of looking at it. And I was, you know, tired of people going, oh my God, look at this picture. So all my fans on Twitter actually went in and did mock Kimberly Caldwell poses.
That's awesome.
Oh my God, they were really hysterical.
Yeah, I bet they
it looks great. Oh no, now
and I'm on the floor.
Is
as
it like
well.
The American flag?
Chopper.
Now we have to burn it.
Yeah. It's like the flag.
Go for it. We brought a lot of them.
What's your Twitter person thing?
At under your Twitter person, you're obviously a big Twitterer.
No, I am. I just am tired.
I'm sure you are. You guys have been here for a really long time.
Yeah. 3 years. Started 3 years ago.
We're yeah, like, I've been here for 7. Get over yourself. at underscore Kim Caldwell.
Got
and
it.
I'm this funny on Twitter too.
Okay.
Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you guys.
This is The Bird Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, Katy Perry showed up on Friday. Now, we were all on vacation. We took the day off, but Jen was going to do some business up here near the radio station, and I live so close, and Wendy lives so close, that we're like, let's just come on in. Let's break format and hang out with Katy Perry.
Yeah, when do you get a chance to hang out with Katy Perry in person? Never.
Right. So she came in here, and she is everything that you see on TV, really.
She is so awesome, just so sarcastic and cool and just fun to be around. I enjoyed her in studio.
A larger than life personality. Yes. She's sort of like beaming with personality when you're in the room with her.
And she's so charming that I think I realized after the interview that she never answered any questions.
Okay.
Like, she's very clever in being charming, so she doesn't ever really answer your question.
She's just funny.
She just goes where she wants to go.
She goes where she wants to go. And I don't think I realized it till after the interview. But here's Katy Perry on The Burt Show.
Hi.
We were in your town.
We were in California.
Yeah. You look like it, that tan and those Daisy Dukes you're wearing right now.
Is it sexy?
So sexy.
I especially wore the daisies for you.
Wow. You're getting pink in the face.
I'm not. I'm ready.
You're so cute. For you.
I did go down
to
the beach.
Bring it on.
I did go to the beach while we were there, though. I went to Santa Monica.
Oh, you did?
Do you live anywhere near the beach or you're in
wish. No, I don't. I live in like proper Hollywood. You could see the Hollywood sign from where I'm where I'm at. Yeah.
How'd you pick that neighborhood?
Because it was, I like living more in like proper Hollywood. I didn't want to live in Beverly Hills. It was too stuffy for me. And I didn't want to live in West Hollywood because it's too much of a party. Mm-hmm. And it was perfect, actually. It was perfect.
Do you and your man live together now?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
When did you move in?
We are fornicating.
Yeah?
It's unfortunate.
I would have thought you guys were going to save yourself for marriage. I was totally off on that one.
Well, I was meant to be in his movie, but they took me out. I even spent the night with him and they still took me out. I did all that work. The movie, it comes out next week. He basically filmed some of it at the VMAs 2 years ago for MTV. Mm-hmm. And he like pretended to make out with Pink and Christina Aguilera because he's like this rock star gone crazy in the movie. And so he did a little cameo with me, but they ended up taking it out because they thought it was too real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't want him. They didn't want people to see him as like who he was. They wanted to see him as the character. So it's kind of understandable.
Like, LA producers seem to me like they think too much sometimes. Like, that's funny to me.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's funny. I think it'll probably be on the DVD extras. I hope so. no, but I think it's probably more appropriate because then you think it's like a reality-based movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I wouldn't be
I'll have
good
my
producer.
Acting debut one of these days.
Is that something that you want to do?
I'm doing animation now. I'm doing the Smurfs movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. You're Smurfette, right?
I'm Smurfette.
That's awesome.
It's kind of a weird thing. It's like my Sasha Fierce. Like, she has her alter ego. I'm Smurfalicious. It's kind of freaky, especially in the bedroom. Hey, Russell!
That's not going to be a big turn
that's
on,
sick.
I got to tell you.
I don't even, guys don't even really like, I mean, some guys like it, but I don't think guys like it when girls are like, oh, beep, beep, beep.
No. Katy Perry.
They also don't like it when we sound like this. Right? It's too early. It's too early.
Katy Perry is hanging out with The Burt Show this morning. We're actually not supposed to be here today. We just came in to hang out with you. And we were going to record this, but we couldn't really figure out how to do that. So we just said, screw it. Let's go live.
You guys are a professional show.
We don't know what we're doing.
We like to I would call this radio bombing.
Radio bombing.
Yeah, like photo bombing. We're radio bombing right now.
I like it.
You were talking about Russell. How are the wedding plans going? Is this something that he's really into? Or are you bummed that he's not into it?
What? No, he is a groomzilla.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something.
That's awesome.
It's crazy. When we go to breakfast in the morning, sometimes we'll stop at those newsstands and he'll pick up like the bride magazine. And he'll just be like thumbing through it at breakfast, dog-earing a couple pages.
What has he said like that like absolutely must happen on your wedding day?
He wants everything monogrammed, like the napkins.
Really?
Yeah, he wants everything monogrammed.
Really?
By the way, I've been planting this story to all media outlets.
Oh,
it's
good.
Completely false.
It is.
But they have all been eating it up. They're like, wow. It's like the biggest, like me in here, he hates it. He absolutely hates it. I'm like, yeah, he's a groomzilla. I'm letting you guys know that are listening that it's completely fake, but it's so fun.
Is it really?
So fun. I live for these moments.
So the truth is he's not into it.
Nah, he's not. I mean, we both have like, I mean, we both have like all this stuff
That's
going
fantastic.
On. I didn't know that California Girls was going to be, you know, accepted all over and so fast. So it's a lot of work. I started today at 4:30, which was exciting.
Mm.
Nice.
And we're just working really hard, and he has his movie coming out, and I'm prepping for my record to come out. So before I think we get into the wedding stuff, we have to like plan the rest of the stuff.
Is it getting to a point where you guys haven't started working on anything, so you might push like the wedding date back?
I want to get married this year.
You do?
Well, the world is ending in 2012.
Of course it is.
So, I mean.
Yeah.
You better hurry you up.
I want to eat that top layer of my cake next year.
I want to go back a little ways and figure out your love story. How did you guys meet and that kind of thing? I want to hear the girly side.
Oh, let's make people cry while we radio bomb. We met at, well, we first met when I did that cameo at the Video Music Awards, the first one that he hosted. And then we met again. I literally shook his hand, said hi, and then made out with him, which is basically like his life story. But not mine, because I'm a good girl. You
of course.
Girl next door. Yeah. Girl next door.
Of course.
So immediately thought he was hot. You're like, this is a dude I'm
I thought
make
he was
out.
Hotter in person. And he,
did you tell
I
him
hope
that?
You're not listening, baby. yeah, I ended up probably telling him that. And then I met him again at this past Video Music Awards last September, and I had come in for rehearsals because I did his introduction. I sang Queen, who I love. I had an empty water bottle in my hand, and about 25 feet away from me was Russell Brand. Mm-hmm. And I threw it. Great shot. Hit him smack dab in the head.
Oh, it's really?
Romantic. Modern day Cupid.
That was destiny awesome. Right there.
Destiny. And so I have been making him wear a helmet this whole time, making sure nothing else falls on his head.
How do your parents feel about Russell?
They love him. My parents have had their wild heydays as well. And my dad has quite the testimony, as he calls it. And, you know, I think my parents are both continually praying for us.
That's good.
There were it's these good. Wild rumors that they didn't like him at all, but those are all BS, you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, of course, like most stuff on the internet mm-hmm. is pretty much fabricated or exaggerated.
I have to ask you about one that's about your ex-boyfriend, Travis, that he was invited to your wedding.
I think we're probably going to keep it about us.
That's
yeah.
good. Yeah. Is that because Russell didn't want your ex there, or
we never even had that conversation?
Yeah.
It was one of those kind of fabricated like
internet rumors.
Let's see if she falls mm-hmm. for it. And that my boobs were fake. And that's just a shame, because I'll let everybody have a grab and you'll know.
Katy Perry hanging out with the Burke Show. I think I read somewhere yesterday that you said that...
fake! Just kidding.
No, I think this might be a legitimate answer.
Fake!
No, it's fake.
It said that...
I'm not even here right now.
This isn't even Katy Perry. That love affected your songwriting.
Yes.
And now you know how to handle a man now.
Ooh.
What
I must have like...
Can you teach me?
Been really confident when I said that.
That's the advice that I want to hear from women, is like, how do you know when you know how to handle a man?
Wow.
I mean, I guess I think it's up to each person's own individual situation. I mean, I know how to handle my man. My man. And I don't know if I could handle your man, and I know you don't want me handling your man. But, you know, it's one of those things where this record was affected by where I'm at right now, which kind of has always been the case. One of the Boys was a snapshot of then, and this Teenage Dream is coming out August 24th,
mm-hmm.
is a snapshot of now, but it's a bit more evolved. I don't think, like, the fans want me to pull a Chris Gaines. Necessarily,
mm-hmm.
you know, like how Garth Brooks was
right.
There. It's like, what happened? I mean, it was interesting, but like, I think they want me to be me. When they picked up the record, some of them were 14 and 15 and 16. Mm-hmm. Now they're 17, 18, 19. So their curfews are now midnight or later, and they want something a little bit more substance or spicier. So, and I think it has a lot of different types of dimensions.
And that comes out again on August 24th. And then you have the MTV Movie Awards coming up too, right? You're performing
on
that?
Yeah, on June 6th. You got to watch it. Tune in.
How about
That's
the
right.
rumor that you are actually Zooey Deschanel?
I am. And that's a good one, actually. I really want us to, I really want.
But you guys are really the same
you
person.
Know
the,
you know what I really want? I really want there to be a film about the two twins in The Shining. And I think me and Zoe should play them.
Should. Awesome. You absolutely should.
The Shining 2, but about those two girls in the hallway that never said nothing.
This is Katy Perry's new one. It's California Woo! Girls. And it is on her album that comes out on August 24th.
Thanks, guys.
Katy Perry, you were awesome.
You
are
See you
awesome.
Later.
Thanks for coming in.
Awesome.
Out.
Bye.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
The Bert Show.
So we were supposed to talk to Allison here, but she's not picking up. So we will read the email. All right. And this has everything to do with things going okay in the relationship. And then she checks out dude's MySpace mail. And then in a second, everything turns around on her. Okay. Says, I met a great guy over a year ago. I was a single mother of a four-month-old, and the guy instantly fell in love with my son, and I fell in love with him. 3 months later, I got pregnant again, which really threw me for a loop. I bet. We were both really shocked and surprised, but he decided to take the next step and buy a house. In previous conversations, we talked about how different hormonally and emotionally I was when I was pregnant the first time. He was aware by my warnings that I could become a real biatch and just plain cranky during pregnancy. Although there were times we would argue and fight over stupid things, I thought it was pretty much okay with the excuse of my crazy hormones. I kept apologizing, and I told him things would get better once the baby came. So probably back in January, I was on his computer checking my email, and his MySpace was still up and was still signed on. And that is a gravitational pull right there. you want to walk away? You know you can't.
Come read me. Come read me.
So I checked his MySpace mail. There I found a little note to his ex saying how he was going to be a father and he's buying a house and that he wished he was doing all this stuff with her instead of me.
Oh.
Needless to say, I was completely crushed. And I know she's serious because that's in all cap letters. I confronted him and he apologized profusely saying he just said it out of frustration because she was being distant during the pregnancy and so on. He said he loved me, wanted to be with her, and didn't mean what he said to the ex. So now we fast forward to now. Our second son was born and everything's back to normal. But I can't get over the fact that he said something like that and supposedly didn't mean it. I always bring it up and he always said he didn't mean it. I just don't know if I should forgive him completely or just get over it, or if there's really something deeper I should be worried about it.
Now, how long ago did this happen?
I don't know. I wish we had her on to give
Sounds
her,
like it happened maybe 9 months ago because their son's already born.
I met a great guy over a year ago. I was a single mother of a four-month-old, and then 3 months later, did she say she got pregnant or something like that?
So it's been a while.
Been a while.
Yeah. To me, it's just like you can't. You have to make a decision on how you're going to react to it, because she said in there she keeps bringing it up over months and keeps talking about it. Either forgive him for it or do something about it, but you can't be in this lukewarm position of always, because you're losing your she's legitimacy.
She's torturing with him in hopes that it'll be erased.
Get over with
it. It's not work. Yeah,
it's like that theory. They call it like the trunk theory. Like some of those couples that when they fight, they bring out the trunk, and that's everything you've ever done bad in the relationship, and you open up that trunk and you're like, and you did this one time, and remember that other time you did this, and I mean, you just bring out all of the old stuff, because it's like you're, I don't know, it's like you're battle gear or something, you know, that you bring to the table every single time. But you can't do that. You got to either, like Melissa said, deal with it or let it go.
Yeah, let me give our new phone number out in case you guys want to play like armchair psychologist this morning. 877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 877-588-BERT. My thing is, like, if you're going to continue on in a relationship after you've gone through like a big old obstacle like this, there's going to have to be some time where you heal. But at some point you have to say, okay, it's over, I'm ready to move on. And if you can't, then you got to bail.
I don't know. That's just so hurtful. I think that comment would always linger with me or just be a visual in my mind. I mean, if you're expressing that you want this life with somebody else, how can you seriously get over that?
But it's hard. She's got a baby with him. She's got a baby from a previous relationship. If he's apologized for it and they're moving on, she's really got to move on. If she's always going to dwell on that, then take your babies and go start a new life somewhere else. But you can't have both, right?
I don't think so, no.
Always hung up on that one thing and not move on. If you can't move on from it, then you got to move on from the relationship, don't you think? You can't harp on that for the rest of your life.
That's miserable. I mean, if she chose to stay with him, then she's with him. Mm-hmm. But if that's something that I don't know if I could have stayed for. I don't think, to be honest.
That's so shocking. That's like worse almost than having sex with somebody else.
Yeah, baby or no.
Did she send the exact context of the, did she cut and paste the email, or is she saying how she remembers it?
How she remembers it.
Because that could have also been a situation where she read something where he wrote, like, remember when we were supposed to have these plans, or it could have been a different version of that same sentence.
Still
heartbreaking, but in her mind, and especially with the hormones raging and everything, she read it completely different than what it was. So now what she's harping on him for is not actually what he said.
But he was still talking to his ex on MySpace, which is, I don't know which one is the worst violation.
1-877-588-BERT. Bert. Good morning, Liz. You were on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Hi. Yes, I've been in actually the same exact situation, and she's going to have to let it go. If she doesn't let it go, she's going to ruin her relationship. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I have a 6-month-old, and if she doesn't let it go, if he's apologized and he is willing to be with her and now his two kids with her, that she's going to have to let it go and forget about it.
I've seen couples, too, where they just one person in the relationship just never quite gets over it, and then out of the most random times, they'll just snipe with it. You know, just a little sniper.
It's like, are you going to always be the victim? You know, like, you're going to, like, keep playing over and over and over and over and over for years? Like, you got to let it go.
Here's Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy. You're on The Bert Show.
Yeah, I went through absolute hell with a woman for about a year because of a lot of stuff like that. It was actually stuff that she was pulling, but, you know, we worked it out. But there's one thing you don't do. You don't go through the MySpace mail unless you actually have a reason to do it. Me and my girl have an agreement where I'm allowed to do that because we have, you know, we have a dominant submissive relationship, which is a different story.
Yes,
but
it
I mean,
is.
You just don't go through the stuff unless you actually have a reason.
Jimmy, let's go down this. Hold on a second. Yeah, let's go down this road of dominant submissive relationship. So you guys
basically, she wears a collar, I hold the leash, and it's one of the rules that I'm allowed to do that because of being the master, but I don't do that. It's just I'm allowed to because of the way the relationship is.
Now, I'm assuming you're talking about figuratively and not physically. So you wear the pants in this relationship and you...
No, I mean, literally, she wears a collar and I hold the leash.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's a literal situation.
All right, that's going to take us way off route here, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, MapQuest doesn't have that
straight. You don't go through the MySpace mail like that. I mean, I don't care if it's on or off. You know, it's whenever her, because I have her passwords or whatever else to check it for her when she tells me or when she asks me to. But if the computer's on or whatever, and I sign her off and get back onto my stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a respect issue.
Okay. We're going to talk more about that later because Jennifer Left Hewitt was on The View last week talking about this very thing. Like, should you check your man's email or should you just let it go? And you can imagine what they said on The View.
What did they say? Check it?
Check it, check it, check it.
She said check it, yeah.
Check it, yeah. Hey, Debbie, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Hey, if that's the least that girl's got to worry about,
then she does. She's not secure in that relationship. She's got two babies. She's got a lot more to think about than
that's pretty major.
That would make me
if
really
the man
insecure.
In the relationship is only emailing his ex saying that he'd rather be with his ex than with you.
He's not doing it now. He did it once 9 months ago or a year ago or whatever. That's the issue, is that it was so long ago, and at that point she decided to stay.
Yeah, I think that's the issue there, is that can you get over it? If you can, then stick it out. But if not, don't make his life hell and make your own life hell also, you know?
Yeah, you've talked to him. I mean, I give her credit for talking to him, because so many women would have not said anything. What should I do? Should I confront him? I don't know if I should. At least she mentioned to him, look, this is what I did. This is what I saw. They talked about it. But yeah, you've had the conversation. It's over. You can't repeat this conversation.
Get it. The Bird Show.